In our previous year, we began a discussion based on the Tosfos here in the Sefer Bava Kama, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, regarding the halacha drum shviksav yatu rishoyim loimer malpeh. And this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Ayur Chaim Simen Memtes. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I've got the kaimel on drum shviksav yatu rishoyim loimer malpeh. Even though the halacha is that Torah Shabbat may not be recited by heart. Kol dover shrogo v'shogu b'fiyah kol. But if there's a psukim that is very, very well familiar to everybody, kigoyim krishma b'rikas kahanim. For example, b'rikas kahanim, parashas atomid k'yotzben, or the parashas atomid, or anything like that that are very familiar to everybody, there says the Shulchan Aruch Mutter, one may say Dvarim Shebiksav. One may say Dvarim Shebiksav Bal Peh. And in discussing this halacha, the Paiskim make a number of points. If we look in the Rambam, Perik Yud Beis Hilchas Tefila Halacha Ches, says the Rambam, also likroy afilu teva achas shalom iksav. So the Rambam is even stricter than the words of our Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, even one letter, even one word, may not be recited ba peh. And actually, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, simen kuf lametes, sif gimel, that's actually the wording of the Shulchan Aruch here as well, afilu ois achas. There are paiskim that say that's only if you omitted, if you said a number of words or a whole pasuk. But as I saw, there are rishonim that clearly holds it's even ois achas. Moreover, this halacha does not only apply to saying. Dvarim Shebiksav Bal Peh, but the Paiskim say that this halacha even applies to writing. As we also said in our previous year, big machloikis rishonim, if this halacha only applies to Chumash, or it even applies to Nach. Machloikis ha-Paiskim, if this is an Issa Doraisa, so seems the opinion of the Chidah. The Chidah quote says that's the opinion of the Urayim. And others say, Taisus Yishonim says it's a Drabonon. And it's a big machloikis hapaiskim. As we gave the reason for this halacha in our previous shir, now, as we said, we know that this halacha, not just Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, but most people don't follow this halacha. And there are many different heterim suggested by the Paiskim as to why not. The first heter is the heter that we just read in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch says that psukim hashigurim b'fi akol, psukim prokim that everybody knows by heart, this halacha doesn't apply. However, when we say that shogur b'fi akol, there are two conditions. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Dalet says that let's say you'll have a posik, a perik, that's shogur by this individual, but it's not shogur by others, that's not called shogur by most people, that's not called shogur b'fi akol. And the reverse, let's say you'll have a posik or a perik, which is shogur by most people, but this specific individual, by him it's not shogur, that's not considered shogur either. As we also quoted in our previous year. There are Paiskim that say this halacha only applies when you're being mitzi other people with saying this pasuk or the perek. Otherwise, it doesn't apply. Another very important heter, which actually the Mishnah Brura also says, that when you're saying psukim, not for the sake of learning, but you're saying them as a tefillah, then this halacha doesn't apply. In fact, there's a tshuva in the Chavis Yor that somebody came to him, a chazan, he calls him, that says that he knows all of Tehillim by heart. And every day he says all of Tehillim by heart. And now he recognized he must have come to a shir, and he recognized this halacha of Dvaram Shebiksav, Yat Rishoy Lom Rao Peh. And he feels very bad. What has he done something wrong? Chavis Yor says, since the purpose of your saying all of these psukim was not for the sake of learning, there is no problem of Dvaram Shebiksav, Yat Rishoy Lom Rao Peh. There's a Chsam Soifer, and the Mishnah Brura quotes this here in Sifkat Nevov. The Mishnah Brura quotes this Chavis Yor. The Chsam Soifer, and Shalos Atshuvas Chsam Soifer, Yoridei Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph, says a very big chiddush. He says that when David HaMelech composed Tehillim, he composed it al Tanai, that one could say Tehillim al Peh. David HaMelech composed Tehillim that whenever a Jew needs to daven to Hashem, he could just say a perek of Tehillim, even if he sang it by heart. And he actually says, we find that the Levim sung Prokim of Tehillim in the Beis HaMikdash, and it doesn't seem that they were holding Sidurim or Tehillims as they were singing. On the other hand, the Chaya Odom in Klal Ches Oishur Aleph says that one should not say Tehillim on Prokim of Tehillim Baal Peh, only those Prokim that are well known by people Baal Peh. But again, Psukim that are always said just for Tefillah, people say Psukim when they say Tefillah Saderech, people say Psukim when they say Krishma Lomitah, all those psukim, it seems, people say it by Baal Peh. Many people have the minig that in Rosh Chodesh, after they say Hallel, they say the pasuk Vavram Zokim Baba Yomim Vashem Birchas Avram Bakol, also said Baal Peh. As we also quoted in our previous year, Taisus Yishonim says that when it's a situation of Tircha de Tzibura, we could be lenient. As is clear from the Tosfos in our sugya, somebody who's blind, Reb Yosef, who's blind in our sugya, for him we could be lenient. There's a tshuva, and the Shalos Atshuvos Michas Yitzchak, Chela Gemel Simen Yud Beis, who says reading from Braille is considered reading Baal Peh. Any situation when a person in a place where he can't say something, where he can't have read it from inside, for example, he's in a place where there's no Sfarim, he's in a situation the place can say that his glasses broke, we could be more lenient. If somebody is saying words of a pasuk just as part of the way he speaks, that's not considered, says the Ravya, Tvaram Shebiksav Yat Rishoy Lom Rao Peh. If one is reading psukim inside, and I'm being yotze that person, Shemeya Ka'oimna, and I don't have a siddur in front of me, there it's not a problem. The only time it's a problem is when I myself am saying the pasuk. And there are Paiskim that say not only is it not a problem if I'm yoitze with Shemei Ka'oina, that I don't have a Siddur Chumash Sefer in front of me. But even if I'm saying word for word after the person who is saying it from inside a Siddur or Chumash, we have no problem. As we said also previously, it's only that those that are Mekel, we spoke earlier in our Shir, only when you're saying a whole Pasuk. But if you're saying only part of a Pasuk, it's not a problem. The Kobay says, when you're saying it quietly, there is no problem. The Shilta Gebayrim says, it's only a problem, it's not a problem when a whole tzibur are saying psukim together. The Kobay says that it's only an issue when you're saying the psukim with the Tamei HaMikra. If you're saying the pasuk without the Tamei HaMikra, it's no problem. The Retvaz says it's only an issue on psukim that one is obligated to say. We quoted in our previous shiur that it's only an issue, that this whole issue is only a mitzvah min hamufchar. The Chasam Sofer says that the only time you don't violate this halacha, or dvarim shebiksav yatru shor lomer al peh, is when you say it mitoich haklaf. Bizman hazeh, we don't typically have a klaf, a schumish novi ksubim on a klaf, so it's not an issue. However, the Magen Avraham here says, V'yesh day is shaynish, in Sifkot and Aleph, there are different opinions, and says the Magen Avraham, L'chay nearly the yesh li zor, won't you try to be careful, shloy loy mishum dover balpeh, ki im mash miskapoy b'shulchan aruch. He says, don't look for extra heterim, only what's said here. Clearly, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shoga b'fi kol, if it's a pasuk, a perek that everybody knows, one could be mekel. That's a heter that's clearly mentioned here in the Shulchan Aruch. As we also said before, it seems that we could be most lenient by Tehillim, given the various reasons we've said. Tehillim is typically said l'shem tefillah. Tehillim was composed on for that purpose. But otherwise, one should try to say psukim dvarim shebiksav not bal peh. Particularly, I saw the Paiskim say two places where I saw the Paiskim suggest where one should be careful. One is when we say hallel. The proper way of saying hallel is not just that everybody in the tzibur says hallel, but the proper way hallel is recited is that the chazan says the hallel, and the tzibur responds to the chazan. So that's really a perfect situation where it's lahoitzi acherim yedei chayvasam. And since it's a situation of lahoitzi acherim yedei chayvasam, it's appropriate that the hallel should be said from inside a siddur. Another example that the Paiskim suggest one should be careful with is kiddush. When one says kiddush Friday night, so he's saying a whole perek from, he's saying a whole series of psukim, v'chul ha-shamayim, and typically he's being moitzi, the people who are sitting at his table, it would be appropriate to say the kiddush from a siddur inside.